Welcome to Decoding the Customer, a podcast about customer experience and how to realize customer-centric change in today's dynamic business world. I'm Julia Allfelt, certified customer experience professional, business advisor, and host of this program. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thanks, and it's great to have you back. This episode is part of my CX mini masterclass series here on Decoding the Customer. These weekly episodes are published each Thursday and designed to be punchy, bite-sized overviews of key customer experience concepts and ideas for how you can help your organization thrive through customer centricity. Whether you're new to the field of customer experience, are preparing for the CCXP exam, or are a seasoned professional looking to brush up on a few basics, this series will help you improve your knowledge, skills, and performance to stand out as a CX professional. And if you're keen to do some more intensive online training in the field of customer experience, stay tuned at the end of this episode for an exclusive listener discount code from our show sponsor, CX University. This is episode 41. For the month of May, my mini masterclasses will be exploring what organizations can do to better understand their customers and refine how they deliver customer experiences to different segments. How can a brand expect to deliver compelling customer experiences if it doesn't understand its customers' wants and needs? The short answer is that it can't. If an organization is flying blind in terms of understanding customers, it will at best end up crafting experiences on a handful of anecdotal examples. And at worst, it will completely miss the mark. Businesses often talk about wanting to put the customer at the center of their operating model, but this starts with listening to customers and understanding who they are so that you can craft your products and services around their needs. In this episode, I'm going to share how you can tap into your voice of customer secret weapon, your employees, to help you understand your customers. I find that organizations either over-rely on their employees for customer insights or ignore them altogether. So today, I'm going to explain how to strike the right balance. If you've been looking for a way to take your VOC program to the next level and engage teams, this episode is for you. As always, if you're out and about while listening to this episode and hear something that you'd like to remember later, don't worry about writing it down. You can find an overview of the key concepts that we've covered today in the show notes for this episode, which are on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com. And before we dive into the show today, I wanted to mention that I'm hoping to answer some listener FAQ in coming episodes. If you have a question, challenge, or an idea for a future topic and would like me to do the research for you, please get in touch. All right, employees and voice of the customer. Let's start this episode with a caveat. I'm going to spend some time today exploring how employees can augment voice of the customer programs. But it's important to note that the employee perspective should never be your only window into voice of the customer. It is called voice of the customer, after all. Voice of employee is something else that I'll likely cover another day. Employees do, however, provide a special perspective on customer experience. This can take several different forms. The most obvious is the perspective of frontline teams. These employees live and breathe the customer experience. They often have an excellent pulse on what delights or irks customers, as well as where experiences are working and where they're not. These teams can often provide extra context that helps us understand the customer. Say, for example, that you're seeing a spike in survey feedback on turnaround time. Employees might be able to provide insight that a new product isn't performing like customers wanted it to, or maybe that something else isn't working. Employees can also provide insight through their organic feedback on what they see as customers' preferences, decision drivers, or sentiment. This qualitative insight can then be validated with data, which is a super important step, as employee insights provide a really zoomed-in view on customer experience. But individual employees normally lack the macro view of what's going on with the broader customer base. Frontline teams and customer-facing teams aren't the only group of employees who can provide valuable insight into customer experience. Employees who work behind the scenes still support experiences and may have unique insight into customer patterns that shed light on what's working and what's not. Additionally, all employees are consumers in their own right. Maybe they're consumers of the product or service that their organization offers, maybe not. But in the age of the customer, brands aren't just pitted against their direct competitors, but rather the next best customer experience out there. In this sense, employees' experiences as consumers are also valuable. The key here is to make sure that these insights augment other research and that employee-driven voice of customer findings are vetted and substantiated by another data source. Since employees are so close to the pulse of customer experience and maybe customers themselves, they can also be an excellent source of insight on innovation and improvements to the journey. Game-changing innovations such as Amazon Prime came from the humble beginnings of the employee suggestion box. This is where voice of customer begins its inflection point inwards towards solution mode. But it bears mentioning here, since the jump from insights to innovation can sometimes be a really short one. So now that we've covered the value of employee insights, how do you go about gathering this information? I think the answer depends on the culture of the organization. You need to find a solution that fits naturally with the way that teams interact. Here are some ideas. Platforms like Yammer or Slack provide teams with a space to share ideas. Think about developing a channel dedicated to customer feedback. More anonymous suggestion box style approaches can also work. But as with other shared digital platforms, make sure that these don't become an avenue for employees to vent or blow off steam. That can become kind of a negative downward spiral. You might also think about getting proactive with your data gathering, maybe by including questions in an annual employee survey or as a call to action within company newsletters. If you want to get even more engaging, you could run some focus group style moderated conversations with a handful of employees, or maybe ask team leaders to gather customer insights through their regular team huddles. If voice of customer becomes a part of your organization's team rituals, it will also go a long way to helping teams understand and empathize with customers. Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please share the program with others who might be interested or head on over to iTunes and rate the podcast. This helps others find the show. I'll be back next Thursday with another mini masterclass. Be sure to tune in or subscribe to the show for updates when new episodes go live. Are you keen to do some more intensive online training in the field of customer experience? If so, I'd encourage you to check out CX University. They offer a broad array of e-learning options that you can access anywhere and anytime. Their offering includes practice tests for the CCXP exam, and they're a Customer Experience Professionals Association accredited resource and training provider, meaning that their materials have been reviewed and vetted by the association for alignment to the 6 core competencies that are in the exam. And what's better is that all this is available on a flexible monthly subscription plan, meaning that you don't have to fork over hundreds of dollars to get started. As of the time of publishing this episode, plans including CX courses and practice exam questions start at just $75 a month. And listeners of this podcast can use the discount code PODCAST10 to get 10% off the first month subscription and help support the show. I'll catch you next Thursday, but if you'd like to get in touch in the meantime, you can send me an email, tweet, or LinkedIn message. My handle is @JuliaAllfelt, and my full contact details are also listed on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com.